Hello, you are listening to The Voice of Rent, and I'm here to bring you another episode of 101 News. If you want even more marketing content, then make sure you check out our main podcast because it covers a variety of tips and tricks with your business growth in mind. Our socials are also a great source of information if you want to give your marketing skills a bit of a boost, but enough of that and let's get stuck in with this week's news. In this episode, I'll be covering Pinterest and Amazon's new partnership, Meta's new AI efforts, and Twitter's new chief executive. Pinterest has recently announced a multi-layer strategic ad partnership with the retail giant Amazon. This partnership will bring even more brands and relevant products to the platform, with a new deal making Amazon Pinterest's first partner on third-party ads. So what does that actually mean? For years, Pinterest has been working to connect product inspiration to purchases. However, this Amazon partnership could offer consumers a more seamless buying experience. Our friends over at Meta have now doubled down on their AI efforts with their new feature called AI Sandbox. As part of their renewed focus on AI, Meta announced AI Sandbox for advertisers to help them create new ads. This new technology basically allows users to use AI to develop alternative copy, background generation through text prompts, and image cropping for Facebook and Instagram ads. Now, whilst it's only offered to a limited number of companies for now, it is expected to be expanded in July, so it's definitely something to keep your eye out for. Former NBC Universal Head of Advertising, Linda Yaccarino, has been announced as Twitter's new chief executive. Elon Musk will step away from this role at the company after buying it approximately for $35 billion in October last year. Elon Musk has alluded to the fact that he wouldn't be in the role long term, and in his official statement, he has revealed that Yaccarino would be focusing on business operations whilst he diverts his attention to products and new technology. Britney Spears brings us this week's meme of the week with her clip from an old interview going viral. The "Is it an addiction" trend has been taking TikTok by storm, with users everywhere using the clip to fit in with their niche. So as a business, you can take advantage of this trend by showcasing your favourite product and service and putting the Britney audio over the top. Head to our show notes to have a little look at an example of this. I found a really good one on TikTok. And that is all for this week. I hope you enjoyed our weekly roundup. And remember, you can tune in every week to stay up to date with what's happening in the marketing and social media world. If you never want to miss an episode, then don't forget to subscribe and make sure that you check out our show notes to view any of the links that I've mentioned in this episode. We also have 101blog.co.uk for some really helpful tips and tricks to help elevate your marketing strategy. This is also your reminder to enter Marketing 101's third birthday competition. Now, there are some amazing prizes up for grabs. So all you have to do is head over to our social media posts. I've linked it in the show notes for you and just like the post to enter. It really is that simple. And you can win some amazing prizes, including 4 tickets to the Sussex Gin Fest, some award-winning gift sets from Tisserand Aromatherapy, and an amazing personalised notebook from Paper High. You have been listening to The Voice of Ren, and if you do want to hang out with me directly, then you can find me on Instagram as Ren Slavin. My socials are also in the show notes. So I will chat to you guys next week. Bye.